Hello.
Hello, sorry. It's been so busy. It's
What's that?
been so busy. I have.
Well, that is fantastic, love.
It is, but I'm not, like, I don't talk to my people as much as I, because I'm running the floor and I'm doing everything.
So, I was thinking about you the other day, and I was thinking, have they shaved down the overall sales force because of the market? Or,
No,
okay, because I know you got rid of some people.
well, it's not that we necessarily got rid. I mean, there's some people that, like, Mick got a new job. He's at IJO now.
Who?
Mick Roscoe.
Okay, I saw Mick.
At the show. That was his last show. He's now at IJO.
Okay, well, so tell me about this. Oh, I
So,
have to tell you about my chat with Mick.
Aubrey.
Well, I knew Aubrey.
Yeah, no, Aubrey, we fired. We let go.
Well, yeah, I knew that part.
Had
So,
nothing to do
okay.
with the market, I assure you.
Okay. So, I was sick at the IJO show. Like so sick. I left the floor at like 2 the one day. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to bed. Bye. And John was like, do you want me to come with you? I said, I'm going to be terrible company. If you want to come with me, that's great. I'm going to lay in bed. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I said, stay here and talk. I said, you know, we see these people hardly ever. I said, stay.
Right.
So, I saw Mick in the elevator and he goes, how are you? I was like, I don't feel very good. He goes, you did not have to say a word. He goes, it's written all over your face. So that's how sick I was. That Mick was like, oh yeah, you don't look good. I know. So that's how fun it was. But I mean, it was, I got most of my work done. But the one day I was just like, I didn't go to our event, which was at Churchill Downs, and John said it was mustard barbecue. Like, I totally missed out. It's Anne, by the way. She says hello. He cannot hear you. But yeah, like it was funny. I was so sick.
Oh,
But anyway, I think it was allergies. Either allergies or we have some little bug going through, because Belle has sort of described feeling how I felt. Like you just feel like crap. Like
Right.
that was how I felt.
I got you. I got
Oh,
you.
and how
That
was
makes
your
sense.
vacation? It looked
Oh,
beautiful.
so good. I had a time. I cannot tell a lie.
Well, that's what vacations are for.
I
Was
had
it
so
just
much
you and your
fun.
husband?
That's it. And it was so much fun. We extended it an extra 5 days.
Oh,
We were supposed to,
dang.
4 days. We were supposed to come home Wednesday, and we came home Sunday night. It was so good.
So I'm just ordering a new one in the front. Thank you. Is that okay? Because we've had this forever, and then I'm just going to ship the phone.
Okay, that's
But
fine.
I,
Yeah.
okay, sorry, I'm
So
going to
that
take
needs to
this.
be shipped.
He keeps messing stuff up.
Do you want to wait till tomorrow?
It's Friday. I'd rather ship it today.
Okay, get it.
We've had this.
Okay,
Like,
that's
they just
fine.
bought it.
That's fine. That's all peachy. Okay, lovey. Okay, so, anyways, I am glad you had fun.
It was
Where were
fun.
you at, honey?
Cancun.
Okay, I love Cancun.
Cancun.
What resort were you at?
Ooh, so thank you for asking. We stayed the first week we stayed at the Riu, and
Okay, that looks really pretty.
so I'll tell you would hate it. It's not. It's okay. It is, however, though, it is a party 24/7. Like, you wake up and they
Okay.
serve you tequila. You're 25 again. And honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, it was so diverse there as far as, like, you had 18-year-olds and you had 70-year-olds, and they just were a time. It
Yes.
was just
Okay.
no bad person in the whole building.
Nice.
And
so there is a couple we met at our favorite resort on Isla, and they go there all the time.
Ooh,
and they're in their 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a little calmer than that, but okay.
No. Like, that is nonstop. Then when we decided to stay longer, we went to Zilara, a Hyatt, and that was just probably one of the most beautiful hotels I've ever been to.
Okay. Hi, honey. You look beautiful today. So that is like $850 a night.
Yeah.
When I priced it before. Are you crazy, chick?
Well, no, I didn't pay that, but it was pretty close. I mean, it was expensive.
Okay.
But it was definitely more because it was like last minute. So
it might be open until 5:30.
It was. Hold on, let me tell you how much it was.
Yes.
$500. I got it for $500.
Okay. The place that I like, that the only thing I hate about Palace, especially if you go to Le Blanc, is they're fake bougie. And I can't explain it to anybody else, but I'm sure you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else is like, what do you mean? I'm like, they're fake bougie. They're not even good at it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but are you? And I'm like, I would not pay that because, like, oh, their presidential suite is like $15,000 a night. I said, I would not fucking pay that. They're like, oh, well, because I was like, oh, I can pay this to be so-and-so. And they're like, oh, but are you safe? I'm like,
oh, I felt completely safe.
Do you know how safe white people are?
Yeah.
So what other people tell me, including my children, is it makes them uncomfortable seeing the trucks full of guys with semi-automatic guns.
I get that.
That makes them uncomfortable. I'm like, I feel perfectly safe because they're going to kill somebody that tries to hurt me.
No, I felt safe. We were walking down by, like, Coco Bongo, like the downtown. Not the downtown, but
we go downtown.
2 in the morning. Yeah, we were fine. Listen, there's a lot of police officers, and, like, it is all cartel. Like, multiple people who live there, like, because my husband was asking about weed. Like, why isn't it legal here? And they're like, you can't talk about it, the cartel. And I'm like, whoa. Like, okay. Not interested. Like, at that point, I'm like, okay. But, like, the cartel owns everything. But nobody messed with us. We walked around, like, till 2, 3 in the morning, and we had a time. I don't love Mexico. I got to be honest. I don't love Cancun. By far.
Where do you like?
Ooh. I mean, I don't love Mexican food. It's okay. Love it.
So I feel like I don't eat Mexican food most of the time when I'm there.
Yeah, we didn't.
Or no, I don't eat, like, I want seafood. Like, I had, this is funny, when I worked at Rubel, people who live in Florida go, you don't get lobster in Mexico. I was like, I have had the best lobster in my entire life in Mexico. You're on a peninsula. Did you know that?
Actually, do you know where I love? Curacao. I loved Curacao. I did not like Aruba. I thought Aruba was just okay.
Okay.
Hey! I didn't love Aruba. I loved Curacao. I thought Curacao was beautiful. I really had a great time in Jamaica. But I don't know if I was... So next year, I think I'm going to Costa Rica in the winter.
Okay.
I think we're going to Costa Rica, I think.
Okay, cool. I have never been to Costa Rica, so that'll be nice to know. I have never been to Punta Cana, and John looked
I have
up
no desire.
What we could do in Punta Cana, because, okay.
Everyone I know that has gone to Dominican Republic comes home and shits on themselves. Like, they always have poopy problems, and I don't have time for that.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they drink the water, or they drink ice the ice in the water. Like, they always have poopy problems, and I don't got time for that. Multiple people.
I don't have time for that. Okay.
Right. Don't got time for it, sister.
So I will say this.
Yeah.
So I am not looking to party like that. I am the exact opposite. I want to do nothing because my brain is fried.
That's what we did the second half. That's what we did the second half of the week.
Very nice.
Perfect.
So, what do you call it? when we stayed with Palace with the kids, we were in Costa Maya.
Mm-hmm.
So way away, like literally, I think our resort was 2 miles off the main road, and you couldn't even see the next resort when
yeah.
you like walked
Love
down.
It. Love it.
And they had a water treatment plant on the property. Like I drove by, and I'm like, oh, that's a water treatment plant, and that must belong to our resort completely, because it's like you're in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah.
So, just saying, and when you asked for water, they gave you a sealed bottle.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I hear also Antigua, Antilia,
mm-hmm.
Antilia, Antigua, maybe. I hear that's beautiful. My girlfriend went there, and she, so, like, I got a couple places on my list, I can't lie, that I'm super excited about.
Okay.
But it's got to be next year. I'm done for this year. I might do a long weekend, but other than that,
mm-hmm.
it's me and RDI, baby.
All right, nice.
Are you coming in October again? Oh, come in October.
We'll see. We're going to the DR in 2 weeks.
You are going? Okay, don't shit on yourself, all right? Be careful of the water.
I will try. Well, again,
I mean,
I'm staying at the Palace
Resort.
Yourself.
Who cares? You'll be on a beach. It's fine. You'll be in the sunshine.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
at the end of the day,
okay.
Who cares, I guess?
So, what was I going to say about that? Not about shitting on yourself. Oh, we are staying at a Palace Resort. It's
uh-huh.
brand new, just finished getting built. So hopefully they have their own water treatment.
They should. Do not eat the ice. Do not eat the ice. I'm telling you, don't even brush your teeth. That's the other thing. The water in Mexico stinks. You do not brush your teeth with the water. You get bottled water. I'm dead serious. Do not brush your teeth with the water.
Okay,
have
so we go to Mexico
water.
All the time.
And you brush your teeth with that water?
I do. It never stinks where we're at.
It's disgusting. Everywhere I've been, the water stinks.
And I mean, so from Isla to Cancun, everywhere, I've never had a problem.
No, we went multiple places. We went to different
places. Well, I will keep bottles of water in the room.
Don't do it, girl.
The teeth brushing.
All right.
That is good to know.
Girl. All right, I had to go into another meeting because... That's what we do here at RDI Diamonds. What
okay.
Do you need something? Or do you just miss me?
We are going to
mm-hmm.
talk about trade fees. And I think, because I do believe that we, you know, we haven't been in this new location. This will be our first Christmas we're going into.
Okay.
I believe we are going to have some new customers, and I think we need to see about switching to some nice finished.
Okay.
Pieces.
What do you mean? From you want a trade?
Trade.
Is it loose? Because
so,
it's our trade is loose to loose and jewelry to jewelry.
Okay. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got studs and a bracelet.
Okay.
And those are R&F.
Okay.
And I've got loose that I think almost everything is R&F.
Okay. Yeah, it's loose to loose and jewelry to jewelry.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, let's see what we can do.
All right.
All right. Go have fun in your meeting. And then
all right,
sometime, Bill. We've got time. But
okay.
I would like to have something like knock your socks off for Christmas. So if I'm trading
okay.
for loose, maybe we want less individual pieces and bigger.
Okay. Okay,
so,
that's fine.
I just know we got, of course, we get yelled at with, what is it, Ed Retail Academy, that we have so much aged. And I'm like, I can trade almost every bit of age that we
yeah.
have. I mean, I probably can't trade 10% of what's laying around here.
Right.
So, okay, so that's the plan. We're going to sit down and do that one day. Okay?
All right, we can do that. Easy peasy.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right.
I love you. I miss you.
I love you. I miss you too. How's Jennifer? Have you talked? I haven't even talked to Jen.
A tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah,
but
I haven't talked to her.
Seems like we're passing each other. Like I call her and she's like, I was sleeping. There's some bug going around.
Yeah,
like,
there is.
Everybody just feels like crapola.
There is. Oh, I gotta call her next week.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right,
honey.
I love you.
Talk to you later. I love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.